For World, this is The Sift. I'm Paul Butler. Police on Friday arrested two individuals suspected of killing six people last month at a home in Central California. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau.
In the beginning, I had mentioned it was a cartel-like shooting. And as all of you can imagine, this is exactly what it appears to be.
Boudreau said authorities had the two individuals under surveillance for almost 2 weeks and that they appear to be gang members. The U.S. unemployment rate dropped 0.1% to 3.4% in January. That's the lowest it's been in over 50 years. President Joe Biden.
And here's where we stand. The strongest job growth in history, the lowest unemployment rate in 54 years.
1 in 4 of the over 500,000 new jobs created came from hotels, bars, and restaurants, followed by professional services and government jobs. While job growth was strong, the labor force participation rate and the employment population ratio both remain unchanged. West Virginia today passed a bill banning transgender medical treatments for minors. World's Lauren Canterbury has more.
The West Virginia House has passed a bill to ban transgender surgeries and hormone treatments for kids under 18. Supporters of the bill say there is not enough long-term data about the risks of the treatments. More than 20 other states are considering similar bans, and Utah's government signed that state's bill into law last week. A judge is reviewing Arkansas's law after it was temporarily blocked last year. For World, I'm Lauren Canterbury.
Americans across the central United States are trying to catch a glimpse of the surveillance balloon making its way eastward. The Pentagon says it's been tracking the Chinese balloon for a couple days. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We acted immediately to take all necessary steps to protect against foreign intelligence collection of sensitive information.
China calls the balloon a weather research airship and says it merely blew off course. It was supposed to stay in Canada. The Defense Department considered shooting the balloon down, but says the risk to civilians in rural Montana was too great. And finally, after an almost 20-year hiatus, the Ford Motor Company announced Friday that it's getting back into Formula One. Ford executive Mark Rushbrook.
Starting now, it will be Red Bull Ford powertrains, and we will be developing together for the next 3 years to race in 2026.
Ford dominated Formula One racing in the 1960s and 70s, and now Ford says it's ready to get back in, both to improve its hybrid technologies and for the marketing potential as more Americans are following the sport. For World, I'm Paul Butler. For more sound journalism grounded in facts and biblical truth, visit thesift.org.